Hello, Panda Cubs. 小猫宝宝，你们好。欢迎你们来收听 Panda Cub Stories. Welcome to 小猫宝宝故事。So today, 今天呢，我们要开始讲中国历史上最有名的一个故事了。We're going to begin telling one of the greatest stories from Chinese history, 西游记 Journey to the West. So Panda Cubs, ready to begin?
那么熊猫宝宝们准备好了吗？
好，那我们开始吧。 Okay, here we go. 从前呢， once upon a time, 有一片蓝蓝的海洋。 There was a deep blue sea. 蓝蓝的海洋上有一座小岛。 And in that big blue sea, there was a small island. 一座非常美丽的小岛。A very beautiful island. 在阳光下，岛上的白沙滩闪闪发光 with white sandy beaches that glittered under the sun. 在这个岛上呀，也有一座山。Now on this island, there was also a mountain. 山上有花有果。And on that mountain, flowers bloomed and sweet fruit grew. 这座山呢，叫做花果山。This mountain was called 花果山, Flower Fruit Mountain. Now, it is on 花果山 that our story begins. 那我们的故事就从花果山讲起。On the highest peak of 花果山, there was a stone. 在花果山的山顶上有一块石头。And a strange stone it was. 真奇怪的一个石头呀。36 feet tall, 高三丈六。And 24 feet wide, 宽二丈四。At first glance, it was a gray stone.
第一眼看上去它是一块灰色的石头
Yet under warm sunshine, it shimmered purple. 但在温暖的阳光下，它却发出了紫色的光。And under moonlight, it shone a jade green.
而在月光下呀，它又发出了碧绿色的光。
有人说那块石头是从神仙女娲手中落下的。
So some say that the stone fell from the hands of the immortal 女娲. But all that happened a long, long time ago.
不过那已经是很久很久以前的事情了。
Now, almost all had forgotten from whence the stone came.
如今啊，几乎所有的人已经忘记石头是从哪里来的了。我们只知道它非常非常的古老。
All we know is that it was very, very old.
One day, something strange happened. 有一天，一件奇怪的事发生了。The stone, it began to move. 石头开始动了。
First, it wiggled.
最开始，它扭了扭。
And then, a hop.
又跳了跳。然后
and then,
电闪雷鸣 lightning flashed and thunder roared, and an almighty crack. 咔嚓的一声响。
The stone split into two.
石头啊，裂成了两半。
And from inside that stone, do you know what came leaping out?
从石头里啊，蹦出了一个什么呢？
Why, something with two fuzzy arms.
哇，它有两只毛茸茸的手。
And two fuzzy legs.
和两条毛茸茸的腿。
One long, long tail.
一条长长的尾巴。
And a pair of curious eyes.
和一双好奇的眼睛。
Can you guess who this someone was?
你能猜出来这是什么吗？
If you guessed a monkey,
若你猜的是猴子，
Congratulations, 你猜对了。
恭喜你，
You guessed right.
不过啊，这可是一只石猴哦。
However, this was a stone monkey. The stone monkey scratched his head.
这石猴挠了挠他的头，又眨了眨他的眼睛。
Then he blinked his eyes. And from those eyes shone two beams of brilliant light.
从那双眼睛里呀，射出了两道金光。
Light shone so brightly. It shot straight past the clouds and into the celestial palace in the sky.
那光呀真亮，穿过了云朵，一直射进了天上的灵巧宝殿。
And high in the sky, 而在天上呀， the Jade Emperor stirred in his sleep.
玉皇大帝惊醒了。
Did you feel that?
He asked the Heavenly Queen.
你感觉到了吗？
他问了问王母娘娘。
Pay it no mind, came the Queen's reply.
不用理他，王母娘娘答道。
For what are earthly matters to gods?
对我们神仙来说，凡间的事算什么？
And so they shut their eyes.
然后他们又闭上了眼睛。
And slumbered peacefully in the midnight sky.
在午夜的天空里安然熟睡下去。
好，熊猫宝宝们 ,Save Panda Cubs!
今天的故事就讲到这里了。
This is where we'll end today's story.
石猴接下来怎么样了呢？
So what happened next for the stone monkey?
我们呀，下次接着再说。
So we'll continue the story next time.
现在再见咯。Goodbye for now.